Welcome to Sonya Podcast. You know, someone actually sent me this. It's overcoming childhood abuse and ways to heal and move forward. When I read it, you know, I kind of felt some type of way. But it says, as a child of an abusive father, I knew firsthand that childhood abuse can have long-lasting impacts on a person's life. It can lead to various issues including low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and difficulty forming meaningful relationships. However, within the right support and resources, it is possible to overcome the trauma of childhood abuse and live a fulfilling life. It continues to say, we cannot let go of mental, verbal, and physical abuse by a parent quickly. However, it can be done. The scars my father left on my heart and soul are ones that I will carry for the rest of my life. However, as I sit now in my 40s, I am honestly thankful for the lessons my father taught me as a child. He taught me that no matter what someone else thinks of you, say about you, and does to you, they cannot break your desire to be happy or succeed. So here are ways to start your healing and begin to move forward. 1. Seek professional help. A therapist specializing in childhood trauma can guide you through the healing process and provide the tools you need to cope with your emotions. Often abuse happens behind closed doors. Coming from the South, we did not air our dirty laundry to the public. So asking for help and sharing may seem daunting. However, it is a sign of strength. It shows you care about yourself, your health, and your well-being. 2. Connect with others who have experienced similar trauma. Joining a support group can provide a sense of community and understanding that can be invaluable in healing. I was blessed to be able to attend a support group within my school as a child. Having these unspoken connections with others in a safe space away from any abuser or my abuser were beyond helpful in healing. Take care of your physical health. Regular exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of sleep can help you manage stress and improve your overall well-being. Practice self-care. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, such as reading, writing, and meditating. Learn to set boundaries. Setting boundaries can help protect yourself from further abuse and create a sense of safety in your relationship. In my journey to healing, I had to set boundaries by removing my father from my life. It is hard to walk away from someone who was meant to love and support you unconditionally. However, if they cannot respect, love, and care for you in the way that they should, it is best to remove yourself from them. Practice forgiveness. Forgiving those who have hurt you can be a powerful healing tool, but it is important to remember that forgiveness is a process and may take time. In forgiving someone, you are not condoning what the abuser has done, but allowing yourself to let go of the pain that caused and move forward. Express your emotion. Whether through journaling or talking with a trusted friend, expressing your emotion can help you process your experience and release pent-up feelings. Focus on the present. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and deep breathing can help you stay grounded in the present moment and reduce feeling of anxiety and stress. Find a creative outlet. Engage in a creative pursuit such as painting, playing music can be a powerful way to express yourself and tap into your inner strength. Be patient with yourself. Remember that healing is a journey. Healing from childhood abuse is a process that takes time and patience. Be kind to yourself and celebrate the process you make along the way. Childhood abuse can leave deep wounds, but healing and moving forward with the proper support and resources is possible. You can reclaim your life and find peace and happiness by seeking help, connecting with others, and practicing self-care. The person who actually wrote this, let me see. They gave Jessica, her name was Jessica. She actually wrote this. And the person that shared it with me, thank you so much. Because that really helps a lot of us, you know, because you don't always have to go through physical childhood abuse. You would go through mental, verbally, emotionally, you know, it depends on how the parent abused you. and how you need to heal from all of that. So this was a great story, and I did share it with y'all, and I hope y'all find it comforting, because a lot of times, like I tell y'all, when people share things with me, I find it very, you know, a lot of times I can actually relate, and then a lot of times I said, well, you know, I don't know who's going through what or what's happening in someone's life, so let me share this with them. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, wherever you see your podcast at, please share. You can call me here at sb766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Go to my son Sounds, Instagram. Follow him on Instagram. He have an album on Apple, Spotify. Go to TJVUCLEIN. She have a book called Black Girl in Orange. Follow her on Instagram. Follow Miss Carr too, because Miss Carr do her affirmation podcast every day, you know, and I just love her affirmation podcast. You know, she has like this great spirit where she has a little meltdowns, but that's Bailey. She is just like the most happiest person. Follow Female Reform in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.